This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now. Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors. And it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
We not even conditioned for niggas to have this type of money. So the way we act is just off of impulse. If we really formulate a group and be like, look, you take all the money you spend here. You take all the money you spend here. Not only that, the black motherfucker has the same shit. They like, nigga, I'm not paying $350 for his sweatshirt. This shit should be $40. You don't know Louis. You're going to go in here and spend $1,000 on a shirt because who said that this motherfucker was worth $1,000? Mm-hmm. This is what you see. This is what you conditioned to. So we have to wipe this whole narrative and the way we think on certain situation on what's hot, what's elevating, what's morally making you progress. And then we're going to literally find ourselves in a better state of mind.
I think it takes a generation to do it, though, because you think about those brands you just named with Louis Vuitton or Rolex. These are brands that have been around for hundreds of years, and they've been able to prosper for hundreds of years. And then that branding is something that you see and you automatically attach to being wealthy, or you automatically attach to being, you know, well off.
Right.
We don't have those status symbols amongst us. Like the thing, we don't have, I don't even think I can name one thing that a black man has created and owned that you can have on you or with you that make you be like, oh, he got a whatever. Oh, he got some cornbread from Uncle Ricky.
Right.
Off, he got money.
Off-white was...
I mean, but still, that was connected to a brand that was already established. So for us to be able to do it without getting that, you know what I mean, that extra hand, that the big brother hand to come and say, hey, give me that. You know what I mean? That's what it's going to take a while, I believe, but I think it's possible.
But see the ad on
is here, right?
But see the ad on his, right? Hold on, I don't want to break it off. It's in my head. But see the ad on his, we use that materialistic, like he said, we put that value on the Rolex and the Lure, be like, okay, we made it, instead of saying spiritually, culturally, what's making it to us? Because that, we putting our status on making it, when peace can be mean you made it. Your friend in a better state of mind mean you made it. You thinking you going outside your state of mind and the way you supposed to live, and this is valued, and this is validation to everybody else.
You know what made me stop buying that shit? I actually Googled who these people were. Look them up. Some terrible looking motherfuckers. I'm telling you, once you
just
see
the eye chest, just
of these
the
people that names you putting on your body, you right. don't really rethink that shit. Why would you give a fuck what an old white man think is cool?
Right.
Why?
That's what Dame Dash told us. I won't name the designer, but he was talking about a designer that's really popular. He was right. like, yo, I know the dude. He's a bad person. Like, terrible. Terrible person. So he's like, so when somebody raps about him, you got to question them.
Right.
Because it's like,
yeah. And they know
like,
him.
He's like, this, and he's like, yeah, and they know him. Yeah. And they know he's a bad person. Like, you know what I'm saying? So he's right. like, yo, I know these people personally. Like, they're like real yeah. devil.
But I want to talk about that. You said it might take a generation in DC. You said the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Are we in the midst of that generation, right? Because the
we're supposed to be that generation.
That's what I'm saying. Right. When you look at, if we're talking about just the entertainment space, especially in your space, when I look at y'all and I look at what y'all doing with 85 Media, I'm watching it firsthand. When I look at, like we were backstage and we talking about this is a family.
Right.
I'm looking at who y'all hiring.
Right.
This is now the example. This is now being celebrated. Yeah, Netflix recognizes it, but the community recognizes it for
right.
years, right? I'm looking at Earn Your Leisure. Same right in the financial space.
Right.
Like, shout out to Charlamagne again and Black Effect, what they're doing in the pocket. It's like, yo, it's happening. We're in the midst of it.
Right.
We just got to keep leading these examples and change the mindset of the people as we're doing it. Right. So when y'all perform, right? Because when I look at y'all, I never look like, yo, these guys are comedians. I first look like, yo, these guys are brilliant. They're brilliant because what they do is impossible. Are y'all going into these spaces with that cognizant thought? Like, we represent the generation that we're talking about right now.
Right.
Okay, even look at this platform right here.
Yeah.
Look at all the things you've been able to do with Earn Your Leisure.
Right.
Now think of how much further ahead we'd be if we came from, if your dad was a cameraman for 30 years, or if your dad was a producer for 30 years, or your mom was the secretary at Warner Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Like if we were grandfathered in, we'd fact. Be billionaires.
That's a fact.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Fact.
We, like you said, we're the generation that changed. We the first generation.
Where there was no blueprint.
Because right. This started out as homeboys
right.
making jokes.
Right.
On a show.
Right.
We didn't know that we would have to accept the responsibility of having to create our own media company.
Right.
Like when we were sitting there and we were going out, we were meeting with these people like, yeah, we want to take it on the road. We want to do this. We want to do this. And they were like, how? It'll never work. Like those were literally the words of these same people who come back and they, oh, well, it's great. We love
knew.
It.
Right. I always knew. I can't stand them type of motherfuckers.
Guys.
I always knew.
Right. What I'm saying is like, who gonna help us? Help us.
Yeah.
We can't do this shit by ourselves. Right. We don't have the knowledge of, if we were just sitting here, we don't know how to put that camera right there and
but
get
these. But we are the ones that
shit.
Take the risk for to be the blueprint.
Exactly.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? But also we observe because we observe y'all as well, where it's like, okay, it does work. But see, this what goes back to what I said earlier. If we just stop hating on one another and really say, what could we do together? Or believe in me. I don't know what the fuck I'm getting myself into. When you say, bro, just believe in me, little bro. I ain't know what the fuck this was.
Hmm.
And then once I saw the bigger picture, it took me probably about three and a half years, even after we done popped off, for me to really put my stamp on it. Because I had to sit back and I was like, but we got a lot of people. Hold up. This motherfucker go to work here every day. Okay. This is bigger than how I perceive it. Now I'm looking at it how they looking at it. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at how everybody else is looking at it. And I'm like, what can I do to enhance this? And then once I start, I said, you know what?
Right.
This is why I appreciate y'all, because y'all bring a certain energy where a nigga has to, you gotta pick up or you gonna find out you slacking.
Right.
And when you slacking, you like, okay, I'm the problem. And then once I see I'm the problem, it's like, how can I enhance this situation and make it better amongst people who bring in that same type of energy? It's not just a workspace.
You know what did it for me?
What?
It's like, seeing everybody around us,
right,
not have to go to work.
Right.
Not have to go, you know what I mean? Like, this your job now. When I saw my friends quitting their job, then I knew. I was like, this is really something. Because that was just a whole different feeling that I never even thought. Like, you know, of course, in this shit, when you're like, oh, I quit my job, I do this.
Right. But it's just you.
Other people like, man, my dog, the cameraman, he had to go get no other jobs for 3 years.
Right.
Like, you straight, you good, my boy. Like, I'm not only am I good, I'm better. Because I got my own independence. I'm free.
Right.
I could, but I don't have to. Right. And that's what really set the tone for me.
Is watching other people on their leisure.
Me, exactly. it was seeing the people, like the people being out, you know, because whenever I go to a city, I always touch the city in whatever way I can. And once people start coming up to me talking about us versus everything else that they see us do, mm-hmm. like they specifically say, yeah, man, I know you from, but that shit y'all doing, bro, keep doing that shit. Right. That's what made me know, like, okay, we impacting, because certain places you wouldn't even think that we was touching those places. Because I'd be some places, mostly be like, man, what you doing here? And when I see that we were there, when I saw we had infiltrated those places that you can't infiltrate, especially in our community, it's certain places that they not even letting no new shit come through. Right. It's like, nigga, fuck that. We got what we like and that's it.
Bro, I went to the gas station and they had that, the Arab dude had the shit playing. I was like,
yeah. That type of shit.
Bro, we done made it to the hood store.
That type of shit. Barbershops, those type of things.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, backdrop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.